Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the first day of Tammuz, second day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Masechta Yoma, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. Ha'ochel b'yom ha'ochel k'achar k'seves agas. If a person eats on Yom Kippur, a shear of food, which is equivalent to the size of a large date, k'moy v'chagir nisa, and we're measuring it as it is with its pip, which is slightly less than a kebaya, slightly less than 2 ounces, but a bit more than a gezeis. V'hashoisa, and one who drinks on Yom Kippur, maloy lugmov, enough liquid that would fill his cheek. The Gemara explains that what it means is, if he would move the liquid in his mouth to one side of his face, that side would look full. That's called, and it would look like his cheeks are full. That shear on an average person is less than a reviz, less than 20 grams. Chayev. Person would then be chayev. If he did it on purpose on Yom Kippur, he'd be chayev koras. If he did it by accident, he'd be chayev to bring a korban chatos. Now, why is it that these shirim are different to the normal shirim of prohibited foods, which are a kazais for food and a reviz for drink, for liquids? And that's because on Yom Kippur, it doesn't say don't eat on Yom Kippur, it says you shall afflict yourself. So because it says you shall afflict yourself, the Chachamim said that it takes a bit more food to stop the affliction. And therefore, the Chachamim estimated that if a person has just a kazais, that wouldn't take away the affliction. But if he has a bit more than that, the shear of a large date, that would already put him at ease. It would take away the inoy, and then he would be chayv. When it comes to liquid, it's the other way around. Liquid, normally the shear is a reviz, but the Chacham estimated that to take away the pain of fasting, even less than the reviz would do that, and therefore they said mulo lugmov, the amount of liquid that he could fill one cheek with, that would be enough to make a person chayv. Kol ha'oichel in mitztarfin l'chakos seves. All foods will join together to the shear of a big date. So if he ate less than the kazais of a banana and less than the kazais of an apple or whatever, but together there was a shear of a chakos seves, as long as between the beginning of the first eating and the end of the second one, he didn't take more than what's called achilas pras, which according to the Rambam is a shear takes to have 3 eggs, according to Rashi 4 eggs, then he'd be chayef. All liquids will join to the shear of filling the cheek. If a person had one drink less than a malugmov and another liquid less than a malugmov, but together there was malugmov, once again, if it didn't take him longer than it takes to drink a reviz from the beginning of the first drink to the end of the second, then that will join together to make him chayiv chorus. If he did it on purpose, drank it on purpose, or carbon if he drank them by accident. Carbon chatas. Ha'oichel v'shoisa ein mitztorfin. Eating and drinking don't join together. So if a person ate half a kesavis, half a date, and he drank, let's say, half of malalugmav, half of the amount that fills that it takes to fill the cheek, that's nothing. Food and drink will not join together, and he'll be potter, he'll be exempt. That will not be calming a person down. That will not take away inoy of a person. Mishnah Gimel. Ochel v'shasa, if a person ate and drank on Yom Kippur, behelam echad, in one state of forgetfulness, he forgot that it was Yom Kippur, or he didn't know that it's forbidden to eat and drink on Yom Kippur. And after that, he finds out, oi, he's eaten and drunk. Eina chayiv elachat asachas. He's only obligated to bring one korban chatas. Why? Because drinking is included in eating. Shtiyo is bichlal achila. And therefore we say that he's only done one isur, not 2 isurim. Basically, he hasn't fasted. But if he had a yediya, if he knew in between one drink and the other, or between one food and the other, and then he forgot, then he will say he'll be chayv 2 chatois, 2 sin offerings. We call that 2 states of forgetfulness. It's called 2 halomos. Ochal v'osa melacha. If a person ate on Yom Kippur, he ate the shear to make him chayv, and he did melacha on Yom Kippur, even if it was in the same forgetfulness. In other words, he didn't know it was Yom Kippur. And within the same time span, or within the same forgetfulness that it was Yom Kippur, he ate and he did melacha, chayv shtei chatois. he has to bring two korban chatois if it's by accident. Why? Because they are two distinctly separate isurim, two separate prohibitions. One is you shall afflict yourself, or you're not allowed to. When it doesn't, will get chorus. And the other one is lachal melacha lo yisas, you shall not do any melacha. Ochal oichlin eichal shenarun lachila. If a person ate foods that are not edible, that are not fit for consumption, yet some bit of grass or whatever that people wouldn't, it's not fit for human consumption. The shosa mashkin shenarun lachsia, or he drank things that were not suitable for drinking. He drank raw vinegar or vishosa tzir. Or, for example, he drank tzir. Tzir is fish brine. It's the sauce coming out of salty fish. Oy murios. Or he drank the sauce coming out of pickled fish. Potter, he would be exempt from chorus. However, he has been over an isad rabbonon, and he'll get the appropriate malchus for it, malchus rabbonon.